Hello? Okay. Hello? Thanks.
Okay, so now we have almost reached the end, so there are two talks left for today. First, Victor Lazzarini on sea sound. Thank you very much, Victor, for being here.
Thank you. Not exactly sea sound, but scripting sea sound 5. The purpose of this talk is mostly to show you a few things and also try to get you excited and involved with the idea of using the CSound 5 API in whatever language or flavor you're most used to and you like, and show that it can be quite interesting. I will show a couple of approaches to scripting CSound. First part will be discussing TCL and TK, and then we'll move have a look at Python. So this is basically an introduction to TCL CSound, which is a way into CSound through the API, but using the TCL language. So once upon a time, all you could do was something like this, which was run CSound in the command line, and you do this, and you get sound, and you can get a little bit less, and a little bit less, so I can speak on top. Okay, this is okay, but the problem is with this is that I want to stop this. I can't do anything. I want to rewind the start from the beginning. I want to send a new event to it. I want to change the frequency, or change the amplitude, change whatever. You know, you don't have any way in. There's no interaction, and it's stopping. And the only way of stopping it is to go and find a here and go. Oh my God. That's it. Finished. Okay. So you see the problem. Now, some very wise guys came over and said, "Oh well, so why don't we turn it into a library, and then we do an API, and then we can basically control it from wherever sort of level you want to control it." So that's basically a thing. So in the API, they put stuff, there's quite a lot. It's a kind of a reasonably sized API. But you know, you can that stuff that you will be able to compile to sound orchestras and scores when a synthesis performance. And now this is well and good, but it's how the API, the original API, it's all in C. There is also a version of it in C++. But not a lot of, you know, a lot of you will might find a little bit awkward to do a C program to start and stop C sound. So why not a scripting language? So at this point, then, we have Tico C sound, which is basically an extension to Tico. Tico is a language for doing simple things like controlling other bits of software and basically scripting, effectively. It's a very simple language to learn. It's in an afternoon you can dominate it pretty much. And although it's a little bit awkward and a little bit ugly, it's very simple and very versatile. A lot of computer scientists don't like it because it's because of, many sort of aesthetical reasons. But it's quite good. And Tico is from the early 90s, and so it has a lot of things that were kind of from another era. And that's where we have Python as well. Now, Python is more modern, so it's an alternative. We'll talk about that later. So basically, Tico is easy, and it's really, really easy. Now, you have a TK bit that goes on top of it, which gives you a multi-platform graphical toolkit, which is a great thing. So it's really a pleasure to use. I mean, it's well, you can just do it like you're drinking water. So so Tico C sound, then, it's basically a three-component thing. You have a C sound aware Tico interpreter, so with the C sound bits built into the interpreter. You have a C sound aware windowing shell, CS switch, which is also has the Tico C sound built things built into it, and you have then the C sound commands module, which is a shared library that can be loaded into any environmental hole that runs Tico TK. So what I'm doing here is I'm running through Emacs. I'm just running Wish, effectively. It's a Tico TK interpreter. And what I can do is to this is just load the module. So I just do load it. And you can see that when I load it, it just said put a few messages down there and saying that started a few things. Now, from there, you can do effectively run C sound and do things that we're doing, we always did. So compile an orchestra, okay, and then see who went there, wrote, can play it if you want. Then. Okay, it plays, but then you can pause things as well. Okay, pause it. So you can type in this command straight away into a Tico shell if you want, or you can just be on Emacs and interpret these things via Emacs. You can rewind stuff. So just select this lot. Make sure I select the whole thing. And when I play, it plays from the beginning. Okay? So it's, you can, you know, it's quite useful. Now, this whole thing has it has TK, which is the graphical toolkit. So you can kind of write a little bit of Tico code to use it. So what I'm doing here is that I'm created a window, which is in the other place here. Wish, there you go. The little window there where I can pause, play, rewind, do whatever I want with it. So effectively, you can just, with a few lines of code, you can just start off your user interface and do your things, and effectively on the fly. You can do things like also bind keys. I mean, you know, TK has all the usual stuff that you would find in a toolkit. So this is just a reading a binding article is a script file that has the key bindings. And then when I put the fox on the window there, I can just use R must be rewind. Oh yeah, that's it. And there you go. Rewind again if you want. Pause. I don't know what the button is for pause, so I'll use it. okay, so it's a very useful thing. You can just play. So I showed just a subset of things that Tico C-Sound can do. I mean, you can interface with C-Sound in other ways. And I'll show a little bit more now. Okay, I'll just destroy the frame there so I can do a thing. So I'll just show a little bit of networking now. Now, in Tico, setting up TCP network connections is very easy. So to connect TCP screens, you only have a few lines of code to do that. So you can then build with a few lines of code a little C-Sound server that can accept connections from the local machine or from remote clients if we connect another computer here. We were doing that with Simon yesterday. Actually, we did with the Python thing, but in Tico, we'll do the same thing. Just connect it, and you can have kind of a C-Sound server for distributed processing, or you can have several C-Sound servers and you connect from one computer, you can do the distributed processing. I'll just show you what I can do. First, I have to start the server. Okay, we'll start the server here. There. Okay, listener.tico is a the listener.tico is a Tico script that does that. So I'll just show you a little bit what it is. Now I can see that it's just a few lines of code and it's finished. That it's nothing much, just a few lines of code to set it up. So I can start it. Okay, so it's starting there and it's ready for TCP connections on port 4001. So that's what I can do here. Well, I'll do the same thing here. So. I have to set the I create a socket here called soc, and then I send a command, compile it. So let's have a look if it has done. Okay, it's done there. You can see that those C-Sound messages there has compiled. Now I can play. Oh, I did the other way around. Emacs command, no. Okay, let's do it again. I might have upset Emacs, yeah. Oh, okay, there's something running here. It opened the SP1. This is open the other sound card because one of the sound cards is just stop the C-Sound in that thing. We'll go back to top. Now I can do it again. Scratch. Okay. What I can do is just stop this server. If I can do it. Okay, start it again. Right, and now I'll do it. Okay, now compile it. Let's see if compiled. That's there. Just P1, so that should play. Okay, it plays. Now it's playing the server. So if you look there, that's your server, and it's playing from there. Okay, that's the same stuff you heard. I'll just close it. Let's just stop it. Okay, that stopped the thing. And but okay, let's do a different thing now. Oh, no. My Emacs shortcuts are not as good as I thought. There you go. Good. There you go. Now this should have shown. There's my GUI. And that's connected to that. So when I play, it's very lovely. Okay. So I have other commands. Other commands that you have. That you know. And now this is TK code, TK code, okay? It's TK, TK code, and so this interface is written with a TK code, and then it's talking to the server there. So that's the way you work. But you might not like TK. The server is effectively, you know, you have to send the TK commands to the server, but you can do it from anywhere you want. So, for instance, if I stop and let's close this, okay, and I start the server again, okay. Now you didn't even need to start the server again, just to be on the safe side. You can do it from PD. So it's the same thing. So now this is PD. You connect to the local host there, and then you send a compilation, and then where is it? Here. Okay, the same thing. Then you can so you can create your graphical interface in PD as well, and send it to there. Send the socket commands. You can do that in Python as well and talk to the TK. You can do anything that sends a string through the socket into the server, and the string contains a TK command. That basically that does it. So so it can be quite useful, and you can, in fact, you can transform this whole thing here, this whole Emacs, into a whole kind of performance environment for CSound in similar way that it is for SuperCollider, but of course in different ways because it's a different language. But if actually you do the same, do things which are similar, you can send commands and stuff to CSound, control it in many ways. Okay, you might not like TK because, oh, it's an old language and it's full of quirkiness, and I would like object orientation, that kind of thing. So what you can do then is ignore it and use Python. So this is, if you sort of wish, you can use a more modern scripting system. So Python is one of the things that's available. All you need to do is effectively is import the Python module called CSound. So just check that I've got my Python process running here. Okay. I just split the window. I can see it. Okay, that's my. There you go. That's it. Okay, so I'm just going to do this. Select. Okay, so I just imported the module, so I can start a new CSound instance. Like that. So that's the new CSound. You can have more than one if you want. Multiple instances are possible as well. So that started the instance, and that is the same message you get when you start TK CSound. Quero compilar. Okay, it's compiled. And then, now, there is, you can, the Python way into C sound is a little bit more lower level than Chico C sound. For Chico C sound, you have commands for play, pause and stop and rewind. There's a whole kind of a threading system working in Chico C sound, which you don't need to worry about. Now, with Python, you have to worry about these things. You have to do the threading if you want. So you could start, while you could start C sound just to playing there, you would be locked out of commands until the performance finished, because Python would execute a function to run C sound and you would be locked out. So just to give you an example, I'm just going to run 45 seconds of it by calling, by creating a performance loop there and calling the C sound method that that process blocks of audio. So you'll be creating like blocks of audio, the same as you in the last talk, you're talking about the blocks of audio that PT does the same thing in C sound, and in all systems you're going to have this thing. So this each call to perform K samples will perform a block of audio. And then, so that's the check on the loop there is checking the score time. So 45 seconds there into the score time, you're going to stop it. So that should hopefully work. So now we have to wait for 45 seconds for this thing to finish, because now it's working there. Python is just interpreting that for until it returns. You could have used the C sound perform to perform the entire score, but then, as I said, it will lock us out for the whole duration of this performance. While you're doing that, nothing will happen until the 45 seconds finish. But the way around this will be to start a thread, okay, as we're going to see, and do it. I mean, I can rewind the score here as well. I'm not going to do that because I don't want to perform it again. Or you can reset the performance so you can free C sound for a new performance. So that's what we're going to do. Okay. Now, back to the server thing. This, in fact, is kind of the ideas that we're having for the OLPC project in terms of how to create a scripted server. Now, this is kind of prototype ideas that we have for it. And so here what we have is I'm going to... I'm going to start a server here. So if I do this, I'll hopefully spawn a server. So that's a Python server now. Okay, it's running CSound Python server at parker.nui.ae. So that's my machine there, good old Charlie Parker. From that machine I can connect from anywhere, you know. But if I had other connections, I could do that. But I'll connect from inside because that's the way. That's the only machine I have. Okay, so I can do the same thing then. Create a socket, connect to the socket, and then start sending commands to it. So I'll just create the socket first and then. So create a socket. Invalid syntax. Uh-huh. Let's see. Now I'll just see what the problem is. Import socket. Okay. Now import the socket. Create the socket and connect to the socket. Okay. No. That should be fine. Should be done. Okay. Connected. So you can say connected to the local host there. And it's still waiting for new connections if you want to send more connections. Now I can create a CSound instance in it, in the server. Okay, you see sound, the instance is created. And then I can create a performance thread in it. So this is a class that creates a C sound performance thread. there. You can see that I'm sending effectively Python commands there, or Python code to the server. So that's what I'm doing there. And then I compile sysound, and then play. And it doesn't play. That's not playing. Haven't I compiled? Haven't I compiled? Okay, let's try. Did I do this? Okay, do it. Compiled. But something happened. Didn't like my. Again, compile again. That's it done. Broken pipe. Okay, we'll go back to the beginning and start the Python process again. And let's try. It's too terrible to do these things in the talk. You see, don't forget to do the thing. Sure, let's see if I can start this. Okay, started the socket. Import the socket, connect, and send. Okay, now next thing is to create this performance thread, then compile. Okay, now hopefully play. Okay, now that's fine, it's playing. So it's again the same thing, playing on the server, and I can pause it, I can rewind, and I can stop the thread. And a reset sysound. It's important to reset it if you want to do a new performance on the same instance. We can create another instance and do a performance on the instance. Of course, now with Python, you have about 3 or 4, 5, 6. I don't know how many toolkits you know have WX Windows, have TK Inter, which is TK interface. You have Windows things, sure whether there's any OS 10 things, but there's also GTK, which is, seems to be the thing that they're going to have on the OLPC. So I've been doing a having a look at that. And I so you can do something like this, which is a little GTK interface that connects to the server. And you have this thing. Okay. And then your interface, and it's all written in Python with the GTK thing. You can, of course, do it multiple times. So I can have, for instance, a control panel that will control things. Okay, so this I'm just going to send to 3. And then I've spun a number of oscillator controls. Okay, 4, 3, 2, 1. If I go back to the, so I can start there. So this is, it has started sysound on the server, and I have my different, okay, my different things. So. And you have this other thing here. So if you like beating, you can put them very close together. Okay, there you go. And you can have them competing. Starting as well. So this is kind of, you know, you can have more than four if you want to. anyway, just showing you what you could do. I'll just can stop and can close, and then I can shut the server. Now, the last thing I wanted to say is that, and that's basically my main aim with this talk, is only showing you how you can do that in TCL and Python, and you can do also in PG. There's a PG class for CSound 5, so and MaxMSP as well. So you can do all these things on different languages with different levels of interaction. But this is the thing that I wanted to sell to you. Now, the CSound 5 API is being used extensively in many projects, and I would like to see more of them. I would like to see the multiplication of this project. Just to, I want to give you an idea of people that are working on this. Øyvind Brandstæk from Denmark. He's doing a Python-based live algorithmic manipulation software, so using the kind of Python bindings that you saw using here. Andy Kosar, who's one of the main core developers, has done all the OS 7.9 front ends and have worked and is working a number of new projects for the Mac OS Classic to provide a set of tools to work with CSound, all using the API. The new Max CSound 5 Max MSV class was created by this guy called Dave Pion, and you can get it on www.davidsocknology.com. These are the things that are outside the main distribution CSound 5, because there's TCL CSound is part of the main distribution, and the PG class is part of the main distribution as well. So if you get CSound, you get those things with it. You have Ian Duncan from Canada, who works a lot of gigging and doing techno things, and he's creating a live performance GUI system for based on the API and using the C++ sort of language. This is a very new project that has been released just now. Is called Lettuce. It's by Rory Osh from Ireland. This is currently on Windows. It's a CSound 5 front end editor and application builder. You can build standalone applications based on CSound code with graphical interface and everything, and you can distribute those. So effectively building applications with that. You can get it on www.ear.ie/lettuce. And he is going to be hopefully porting this to multi-platform code using WX widgets. At least that's the plan. You have Sebastian Gutzfeld, who's done a very nice a program called Cable, which is Python-based, again, using WX widgets. This is only using the API currently for the CSD generation, but he's been moving the code to use fully the API. At the moment, it's running CSound as a separate process, but it will be used fully, this sound API. Now, we have the WinSound classic interface by John Fitch. This has been produced the full tick, so it should be in the new distributions of CSound 5. And then, in addition, as I said, all front ends in the CSound 5 binary source code distribution use the API, because there's no CSound anymore as executable. There's a library, so everything else is kind of built on top of it. So that's all I wanted to say. And I'm not sure whether we have time for questions.
Thank you very much, Victor. Are there any questions? Yes, please.
Eric Lyon from Manchester, UK. Victor, I noticed that in these examples, the orchestra score or whatever, or CSD, I guess it is now, is compiled before playback. I know the CSound tilde object that Matt Engels wrote, you can send individual note statements to. Can you do that also?
Well, that's the API, yeah. Okay. The API has a number of functions that will send events into CSound. So there's a basic function set as send event, which sends an event of any description into F statements, I statements, etc. into CSound. So you can do that. The only thing you can't do, but that's because the parser needs to be modified to do that, and that's the plan for the new version. So CSound is changing the parser to have a more modern parser, actually a maintainable parser, and that was last year's talk by John Fitch. The thing you can't do at the moment is say to unload, offload, and unload orchestras on the go. You have to always reset and load a new orchestra. You can't while you're performing. You can't just load a new instrument and deallocate an instrument, that kind of thing, which you can do in Super Collider. I think that's a main thing that we is it's not a major issue in performance because you can do. You know, you can just basically decide what all the instruments you want and load them up and then use when you want. But it would be nice to be able to do on the fly programming a little bit more, and that will be open. That will open also the door for an interpreter, and so that we have with the new parser, then the sky is the limit, because then we can even disregard the CSound language as it is and build a new language, you know, whatever flavor of object oriented, whatever we want to create, to talk to the server, and then you write it and you don't even use the old CSound language if you want. So that's, you know, hopefully that will be one of the new things.
Did I understand that it's re-entrant in the sense that you could have multiple instances of CSound?
Yeah, I can have multiple. So for instance, what I was doing running on one instance here in Python, but I could have started as many as I wanted. The thing with Linux, for instance, is that if you want to do that, then you have to talk to Jack, because once you open, as you know, if you open an OUSA card, no one else opens it. So you have a lock on it, and no one, you know, you can't do that. So if you had multiple cards, PortAudio, what PortAudio does is actually allocates for the, you know, whatever card is free. So if you had multiple cards, then you could start each instance on a different card. But you will need, if you have one card, you have need Jack. But that's fine, that's easy. There's Jack, there's a Jack interface. So you just send to Jack and connect and things. And so with MaxMSP, for instance, the old thing that with the old CSound class was that you could only have one instance. Now with the new one, you can have multiple. And of course, in PG, the CSound API class can have as many instances as you like.
Questions? Something from the internet, Eric?
No. Thank you.
Okay, so thank you very much again, Victor, for the very interesting talk.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks a lot.
If you want to hear more CSound, come to the concert tonight. Just a little plug for the concert tonight. If you want to hear more CSound, then you can come to the concert tonight.
With guitar, CSound and guitar in duo.
Can I take it?
The concert was good.
Good. Yeah. That's all right.
Yeah. I pull the
yeah, just pull. Just pull. Yeah, it's fine. Should be okay. Get this thing out.
Very interesting.
Thank you.
Thank you. I try to a little bit more concise so we can keep that.
Yeah.